You're listening to the Lost in Japan English podcast, episode number 61.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード61番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは、ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we have our special Christmas podcast episode where we want to explore a little bit about the differences in what we do for Christmas.
Yay! そうです。今週はクリスマスのエピソードです。クリスマスに何をやるかとか、そういったところをもっと話していけたらなと思います。
So I just finished putting up my Christmas tree.
あ、マジで?
Yeah. The recording we're doing today is actually November 30th. As soon as Thanksgiving is over, I usually put up our Christmas tree.
すごいね。もう、飾って。
You know, the thing is, I don't like to leave the Christmas tree up long after Christmas. 結構クリスマス終わったらもうすぐ I take it down.
なるほど。
But it's a lot of work, so I want to be able to enjoy it for as long as possible. So the sooner I put it up, the longer I can enjoy it is the way I look at it.
まあまあ、that makes sense. And やこも今年は家も引っ越したんで、飾るスペースができたから。
Awesome.
今年はやこもやりたいと思います。
Yay! So I remember when I was living in Japan, I actually borrowed Christmas tree from your mom. Because I remember it took up most of my apartment. There was very little space left after I put up the tree.
そうだそうだ、それ話してた。
And I think I decorated it with popcorn.
Oh my gosh, really?
Well, because I didn't have any ornaments and I wasn't going to go buy a bunch of ornaments for one year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, you know, I kind of did the old school where you string popcorn on a long string and then you wrap it around the Christmas tree. I think that's what I did.
That's old school? しかも。
Yeah, I don't know anybody who actually does that.
I have never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. It was sort of my cheap way to decorate the Christmas tree.
それって昔をやってたんだ。
いや、昔っていうか、I don't know if you do it when you don't have any money. I don't know. There are people who string popcorn and use it for decoration, but that was the only time I've ever done that.
Oh, and you use real popcorn?
Yeah, because then you can just throw it away.
あ、そういうこ、エアっこやってみよう、それ。いや、やったことないし、聞いたこともないし、知らなかったそんなことをする人とか、そういうやり方があるなんて。
So are you gonna buy a real Christmas tree, or are you going to get a fake Christmas tree?
それがですね。They're giving it to us.
Oh, good. Okay, so you don't have to go out and buy one. You're just acquiring one.
そうそうそう。だから、それこそちーちゃんのアパートで飾ってたそれだと思います。
Okay.
Yeah. そうなんだよ。だから今年はそれを飾りたいなって思ってるし、mm-hmm. クリスマスが終わるとちょっとお正月モードにすぐ変わっちゃうから、日本の場合は。だからなるべく早くmm-hmm. 取り掛かりたいなって思ってるんだけどね、やっこも。
Mm-hmm. So, do most people in Japan put up Christmas trees?
この recently はね、クリスマスツリーやる人はいっぱいいるね。Mm-hmm. だから、フェイクのやつだけど、
mm-hmm.
ね、日本のアパート狭いところもあれば、広い家もあるんで、やっぱりサイズはいろいろあるんだけど、いろんな種類が売ってるね。
Okay. Because the thing about the tree is like, not only is the tree big in terms of putting it up, but then you also have to store it, right? That's the part that takes up a lot of space too. And I used to have bins and bins of Christmas decorations in addition to the tree that we would decorate the house with. And, you know, over the years, because we've been moving to more minimalism, I have one small tree and one bin of Christmas decorations and that's it. But it's taken me a long time to get there. I used to have like five boxes, large boxes of Christmas decoration, which was not unusual here.
そう、まあそうだよね。今年はね、最低限の目標はそれなのね。クリスマスツリーをやることで、mm-hmm. もう一つ、もしできたらっていうゴールがあって、 って、それはクリスマスライツ、家に飾るタイプ。
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. いや、それをやってみたいなって思ってんだけど、ちーちゃんたちってそれやる？
We don't do that. Yeah, I mean, that's, I would say, I don't know, maybe half the houses participate in putting up Christmas lights in our area. But it's めんどくさい。
いや、大変だと思うし、まあ、電気の無駄とも考えられるし、いろんな意見はあると思うんだよね、こっちでも。で、でも、半分もやってるとびっくりしたね。
Yeah, you know, and it depends on the neighborhoods. Like, some neighborhoods, a lot of people participate, and some neighborhoods, very few people participate. So, it does kind of depend on, I think, you know, where you're at, and where, for example, where I grew up, or my parents, their last house that they lived in, you know, we just had two strings of lights at the front of the house, and it was just really simple. But what's interesting is there's actually a lot of trends with Christmas lights. So probably when you were here in the States during Christmas, when we were little kids, it was like a lot of the big lights were in. They were colorful.
So that.
But then it became trendy to have one color.
Oh,
right. And then it became trendy to have these small white icicle lights that would look like icicles. And
so
it's interesting to see all the, you know, how there's like Christmas light trends that happen too.
なるほどね。
But then you have to go out and buy a whole new set of lights.
そうだ。それがトレンドだったんだね。そのトレンドがあるっていうのも知らなかった。
Yeah, so now it's all about the icicle lights. The icicle lights are still pretty popular. And there are these net lights that they created where you can just drape it over like a bush. And the blow up things have become big too. It's like the big blow up? Santa Claus, those types of things that are also lit.
And they
sit on your yard. So there's definitely interesting trends that come with the exterior home decor.
そのアイシコもネットのやつもそのブローアップも日本では見たことあるんだけど、それ日本が勝手になんかやってんのかと思ってたけど、トレンドなんだね。
Yeah, it's a trend.
I see. Okay. Probably 一回か二回やったらもう疲れてやめちゃうような気がするんだけど、ヤコも。あれ大変そうだから。だけど、面白いのは、この引っ越してきて、ご近所さんに多分アメリカ人がいるんだと思うんだよ。で、その人のお家がもうアメリカの、それこそパシフィックノースウェストのタイプのお家で、今ガンガンにライトやってんだよね。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And yeah, some people are really into it.
そう。なんかもうすっごいやってて、で、多分その影響でなのかお隣さんもやってて、and it's really 明るい and cheerful だし、they have like basketball court.ネットかがあったり、it's really their house is really American、だから一回ちょっとこんにちはって訪ねてみたいなと思ってんだけど、 that kind of brought back memories、and so ヤクたちもちょっとやってみたいねとか言って話してはいるんだけどね、yeah.
So do you do stockings?
ストッキングね。まずね、暖炉あるお家がほとんどないからあんまやってないし、シアトルでやってた時のはやっぱり持って帰ってきてるんだけど。
Oh, so you have them.
We have them, but こう吊るすところがないから、まあ適当に壁に吊るしたりとかはしてたけど、そんなぐらいかな。
And do you fill them?
No.
Okay, you just 飾るだけ。Okay.
There's definitely a lot of 部分部分で、まあ、形だけしかやらなくなっちゃったところは結構あるかもしれないね。
Mm-hmm.
その、ツリーとその下のプレゼントみたいなのはやってるけど。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of stockings this year because not only do we have it for our family members, but we've always had stockings for our cats and Loki, our snake. But this year we added another stocking for OC, our Nora Nico.
ah, かわいい。ah, 欲しい。ちょっと絶対嬉しいね。
Yeah, so we have a whole row of stockings. It's kind of ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. え、で、それはどこに飾るの？
On our, by our fireplace.
え、で、ちゃんと詰めるんだ。
Yeah, and that's not something that I usually do. It's more, I think, John's family history. So we, you know, we'll fill them. And usually stockings are small, little, cheapy gifts. So it'll be like a chocolate bar and like the cat stockings we'll just fill with some catnip. But what I've learned is you can't fill the cat stockings with toys because they can smell it. And then they like want to tear down the stockings because they can smell the catnip toys in it.
Oh.
So I can't stuff it ahead of time.
めちゃくちゃになっちゃうね。プレゼントはプレゼントなんだ。じゃあそこにスタッキングに詰めるものは。ああ、なるほど。
They're just like small gifts, you know, like John likes these Altoid mints, so I'll usually put a couple of those in there. And, you know, we put the card, I usually put the cards in the stockings as well.
はいはいはい、なるほどね。
But where we struggle though is, so at Christmas, we do Christmas gifts, right, for the kids. And then it's like お正月, and then I'm like,Oh, I want to give them otoshidama. And it's like, it's kind of like back to back though.
Back to back ってどういうこと?
It's just one right after the other.
はいはいはいはい。
You know, it's like we give them a Christmas present and then we give them money. You know, it's like, oh gosh, it's like they're just getting, you know, like a lot of stuff. And it ends up costing a lot. So we, especially now that they're older, I'm like, let's just get them really small gifts and then we can give them bigger otoshidama.
はいはい。その方が appreciative かもしれないしね。そうだよ。だって、ツリーの下にもプレゼントは置くんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
で、かつ、ストッキングにも入れるんだ。
Yeah, we call them stocking stuffers. They're like the small,、mm-hmm. ちょっとくだらない stuff.
はいはいはい。でも確かに、クリスマスがあって、プレゼント三昧で、その後お正月が来て、お年玉三昧でって。
Yeah. That's where the two cultures like, don't work well together.
そうそうそう。大人になると大変なことになるよね。いや、うちもそうだし。
See, I didn't actually think that クリスマスに親から子供へっていうプレゼントは、that didn't seem like a big thing. It seemed like more of like exchange gifts with your boyfriend or something.
あ、まあそう、それはある。日本のクリスマスの違いについては、やこも未だに違和感があるというか、なんともう馴染まない感じで。やこにとってやっぱファミリーなんだよね。だから、やこの中ではファミリーなんだけど、日本の巷を見ていると、it's like Valentine's.
Yeah, it's kind of like a more of a romantic holiday than it is a family holiday as Christmas typically tends to be here.
そうそうそう、わかる。まあもちろん日本ってクリスチャンあんまりいないし、そういう宗教的な文化がないからなのかなとも思うんだけど、こうライトアップして、こう寒くなって you wanna cuddle up みたいな、その感じがなんかいつの間にか彼氏彼女とかカップルの祝う時、みたいな感じにはなっちゃってるよね。あと友達で集まるとか、sometimes it's like a birthday party where you have a bunch of kids together and they're exchanging presents.
Yeah.
だし、こう New Year's みたいに飲みに行ってわーってやるような感じにもあるし、でねカップル同士のなんたらかんたらみたいなのもあるし、そういう感じが多分日本の一般的なクリスマスだよね。
Yeah, and that's kind of what I remember too. We're here. There's not a lot of Christmas with our friends. It's definitely more of a family focused holiday.
そうだよね。だからそこもやっこの中では未だに抜けない。し日本のクリスマスにはなかなか馴染めてないんだよね。はいはいはい。
And I feel like there's less pressure to do gift shopping, in Japan around Christmas, where here it's very much focused on the gift giving. And like Christmas Eve or a couple days before Christmas, it is impossible to go to any shops.And buy things because it's just a mad zoo of last minute shoppers, you know, trying to find Christmas gifts for their kids or their people. And it becomes like there's no parking anywhere in the malls. It just becomes like this crazy thing.
大変だね。
I don't remember that experience at all when I was in Japan.
まあ、そこまでギフトギビングが中心になってるってことはないかもしれないね。
Yeah.
おじいちゃんの言う通り。もうちょっとこう、なんかどっか出かけたり食べたり、行ったりして、それで。
And have cake!
そう。
The Christmas cake!
その通りでございます。もう、 これもまたね、やこ まだまだ馴染めないんだけど、クリスマスといえばケーキ屋さんとケンタッキーフライチキンがもう売れに売れるんだよね。
It's so funny because it's like neither of those things happen here. Like nobody eats cake for Christmas. We don't go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I know, it's so weird. I mean, since Kentucky Fried Chicken is doing so well around that season, there's a lot of like konbinis that do the chicken Christmas thingy too. And スーパーもやるし、mm-hmm. みんなこぞってそのチャンスを逃すまいとビジネスの人たちは頑張ってる。
Yeah, I wonder if it's just like some marketing ploy that happened many years ago where Kentucky Fried Chicken's like, we're going to be the Japan's Christmas food. And they just cornered the market.
でもそうかもしんないよ。だってさ、カーネルおじさんはさ、サンタの服着せたらサンタクロースっぽいもんね。
あ、そうだよね。そういえば。That's funny.
Yeah, maybe they are the ones that started this. Yeah. Like every year gets more crazier. But so, ちーちゃんが言ってたギフトを買う人たちでごった返すっていうよりケーキ屋さんとチキン売ってるところがごった返すね、こっちではね。
Yeah. Well, another thing that we do here is Christmas cards. So it's we actually, you know, buy boxes of Christmas cards and we write them and we mail them to folks. Kind of like 年賀状, but it happens at Christmas time. And it used to be more like, you know, just sending your Christmas wishes to your friends and family. But it's over the years, it's evolved into what people, they write basically like a newsletter about their family. And so it's basically a summary of like, hey, here's what we've been up to and our kids are up to and so on and so forth. Just news from the family and they include it in the Christmas letters and mail them.
Oh, なるほどね。
Or they do you know, family photos and then you make Christmas cards out of them and mail them. So it's weird because I feel like the Christmas cards have become about you, the sender.
なるほどね。その人の話になるんだね。
Yeah, which is kind of like, I feel like not the point of sending Christmas cards.
そういうことか。ちーちゃんはじゃあそれはやんないってこと?
No, no. And in fact, you know, I send very, very few cards because I don't like to be wasteful.
そうだよね。いや、こうね、もう本当にね、アメリカのクリスマスの文化っていうのは懐かしさもあるけど、こう染みついてるところもあるんで、なるべくやりたいなと思ってんだけど、とにかく筆不精なんで、クリスマスカードに関してはもうひどいんだよね。今までもうちーちゃんにもまーちゃんにもまあこれなんかこの場を借りてと言いますか、謝りたいのはもういつも送ってくれたのにやこは送らず、こう気持ちの中では唱えてるんだけど、もう本当にごめんなさいっていうくらいクリスマスカードに関しては全然ダメで、やこ年賀状も実は全然ダメな人なんだよね。Anything with writing or I don't know if it's writing or if it's card thingy or whatever, I'm just terrible. I just wish I could もうちょっとちゃんとやる気持ちはあるんだけどね。
Yeah. Well, now that with the introduction of social media being so prevalent in our lives too, it's like we stay kind of current with people. Because you see the things that they post and they see the things that you post. So in some ways, it's sort of like, well, we already kind of know what's going on in each other's lives.
そうだよね。離れててもお互い何やってるかっていうのが分かるような時代になっちゃったから、mm-hmm. クリスマスカードって何を書けばいいんだろうってちょっと思うんだけど。
Honestly, a lot of the Christmas cards that we receive, it'll say...you know, the card will say something like happy holidays and so on and so forth. And a lot of people just sign it.
Oh.
It just says love the Johnson family. Yeah. And so sometimes people write nice messages. It depends on, I think, the relationship. But people who do a lot of the mass mailings oftentimes don't really include personal messages.
じゃあ、本当に日本の年賀状っぽいね。
Mm-hmm.
その、送ることに意味があって、
yeah.
中身はまあ、大量に作んなきゃいけないから、そこまで一つ一つ書いてらんないっていう感じなんだね。
Mm-hmm.
ちょっとね、今年こそはやりたいって言いたいんだけど、I don't know if I can make a promise. I don't know if I can keep that promise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also there's like this idea of like, is it a waste of paper? right? And carbon footprint of mailing,
はいはい、
I don't know. Because it doesn't end up being recycled, right? And so you're buying into the production of the cards, the shipping of the cards, the...
はいはい。でもちーちゃんって面白いと思ってるのは、そのミニマリスト的な考え方でそうやってるじゃん、着実に。だけど、カードはカードでそういうとこ大切にするじゃん。やっぱ人と人の tangible なつながりというのか、そこはそこでちゃんと大事にするじゃん。
Yeah, I struggle with it though.
Oh, okay.
I used to send a lot of Christmas cards, but now I send just a few.
はいはいはい。とはいえ、無駄だからといって、無駄にな、紙が無駄になっちゃう、そのシッピングが無駄だからといって、完全にやめるっていうわけではないところが、ちーちゃんのミニマリズムが面白いところだなと思うんだよね。だから
well, that and I actually have a bunch of Christmas cards, because here's the interesting thing, is like, you have to buy them in boxes of like 24 or 12 or whatever.
はいはいはい。
And rarely do you use them all up precisely. So you end up with a handful of cards from one year, right? But then you can't send them the next year because it's the exact same card. So then you end up kind of having this random mod podge of like old Christmas cards.
そうね、そうね。
So sometimes I would exchange them with my friends and I'd be like, here's my leftover Christmas cards. You send those to your people and then I'll send mine, the ones you haven't used, to my people.
それいいじゃん。
Yeah, because I don't, a lot of people, you know, I think it's become a lot more popular to do like the photo cards where it's like you take a family photo and you put that on the card and send it out. But we don't do that. So yeah, there's been kind of variations that I've done.
はいはいはい。なるほどね。いや、徐々に復活したいと徐々にね、まあ、最低限しか約やらないから、そこら辺は大丈夫だと思うんだけど、大量にはなんないけど、
yeah.
やりたいね。まあでも、クリスマスの時期になってきましたね。なんかやっぱりこの時期ってヤクは大好きなんで、クリスマス音楽はヤク、うちでは結構ガンガンにかけたりするし、これからツリーもあげて、ちょっとその雰囲気に浸っていきたいなと思います。
That's awesome. Well, we hope that you learned a little bit about some of the differences and similarities that exist between our cultures and how we approach Christmas. And we'd love to hear from you. What do you do? And what do you love about Christmas holidays?
そうだね。まあ、今日は、まあ、去年よりも、もうちょっと、ちゃんと日本とアメリカの違い話せたかなと思うんだけど、皆さんの意見も聞きたいなと思います。それではまた来週。バイバイ。バイバイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。